live and local. This is Perth Live with Oliver Peterson.
At 26 past four, Cyclone Ilsa will be making landfall this evening. Category 5, it could be bringing wind gusts of up to 270 kilometres per hour. 6PR and Nine News reporter Zarisha Bradley is in Broome at the moment. But Zarisha, I believe you visited some of the areas in the path of the cyclone today. Good afternoon.
Yes, we have, Ollie. Good afternoon. And here in Broome, the holiday hotspot, it's been given the all clear. The rain has slowed and the humidity here, I can tell you, is in full swing. But it's the communities south of here that are very worried. Vulnerable locals from the remote community of Bidjadanga, 180 kilometres south, have been evacuated to here, Galtungalpin. Now, we, of course, went to that local community today and got out just before the Great Northern Highway closed. There's about 500 other locals there, and they're choosing to ride out this cyclone. They've spent this afternoon on red alert. In the lead-up, they were cyclone-shielding their homes, clearing loose rubbish, branches and debris from the streets, stocking up on food supplies as well. You'll hear from them tonight at 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock in my news stories. Now, this powerful cyclone is expected to cross quickly, and those destructive winds will push well inland, and there are real concerns for those communities like the one I visited today, but are not used to these tropical cyclones.
So in Bidjadanga, you said there's, what, about 500-odd people who have decided to stay. Did anybody leave, Zarisha, or are they wanting to stay and, what, defend their homes?
Yeah, so dozens of vulnerable locals have evacuated here to Broome. So it's mainly the elderly and those that require a bit more medical attention. But most of them are staying. They want to stay. If they're not forced to leave, they can choose to stay if they like, but they are on red alert and they are required to bunker down right now. Things would be... yeah, building for them right now. It was building when we left this afternoon. Thunderstorms, rain, heavy rainfalls within full swing. We're worried we weren't going to get back to Broome. We just got in before the roads closed.
Oh, goodness gracious. Zarisha, we'll see your stories at 5 and 6 o'clock tonight as the storm, the cyclone expected to cross the coast around 11 o'clock or just before midnight tonight. Zarisha Bradley live in Broome. You'll see her in Channel 9 News.